Îngele
Radio.
sunt acelaia, vecioen suelo heu. Îngele sunt acelaia, vecioen suelo heu. Enawen suelo hai, unchene tonka ashela aya, wechowen suelo hai, hey aya, jako wakaya unspe makya pedo hai, hey Shana'aya, wecho'en su'elo ha'ya.
Aloha! Welcome to Aloha Healers Network, Mahalo Pathfinder, for our holiday opening healing song, Happy Hanukkah to those who Hanukkah. And I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. Today is December 14th, 2017. Marching right along. The low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number four star. The number four star is the wisdom star. It is the love star. It is the education star. And we love the love star. And love is wisdom. How do we get that wisdom? Education. So this all just is wonderful. It's a lovely trio. And there's an element today. And it is yin wood. And remember, there are two types of each of the five elements. And there's an animal today. The animal today is the pig or the boar. Okay, there are 12 animals. And the pig has a compass direction, just like you do. The pig lives in the northwest and shares the northwest with the dog. And remember, this coming 2018, February 18th, we march in the year of the earth dog. That's coming up, but we'll talk about that a lot in the upcoming shows ahead, because what happens is the low shoe annual flying star numbers fly. They do their switch, and it's not a random switch, and there's a configuration of the low shoe, which is the nine-number tic-tac-toe board. And if you can picture that in your mind, it's got that middle number. And around the circle of that middle number fall those other eight numbers. What is one and eight? Nine. There's nine numbers in the flying stars or the low shoe. And so the center number is going to switch. And that means the home location numbers of every animal's flying star is going to switch as well. And what we do is we put that combination together with what is going to switch. And first, let's take care of that center number. Since we are still in the number one in the center, which is the victory star, and it is the year of the fire rooster, and we are still in this setup, in this low shoe configuration. Until this next coming February, all babies born are fire rooster babies. Until February 18th. And then on February 19th, if you had a baby, it would be an earth dog baby, okay? And that happens for the whole next year of 2018. And that's how the animals work, the 12 animals practice works. And it marches in a compass location. So remember that we said that the dog and the pig share the compass location. And so they are both in the northwest. And then the pig is more close to the north. and the dog is more close to the west. Okay, that's how they what's called sit, and they sit facing inward to the center number, and the center number is going to become the number 9. The number 9 star is coming to the center this next coming year. This is a celebration star. This is a graduation star. This is lovely. And we activate these types of auspicious, what we call auspicious energies. And we combine the center star as well as all the other stars that are going to change. And for instance, this the number 1 star that's in the center this year is going to move to the lucky pigs and the lucky dogs location in the northwest for the entire year. What did we say? This was the victory star and the graduation star in the middle. This is lovely. This is a lovely a look at what's going on for both the pig and the dog. Okay, and y'all have a different number that's coming to your section. And it's going to vibrate with the center number. Also, it's going to vibrate with your home base number, which you can find out by getting a personalized reading and consultation. It's called a Feng Shui consultation, pathfinder1111@gmail.com. We could set that up. Animal you are and what star is coming into your annual section for the entire year. Let me take a sip. Lots of words come out sometimes. And so you really do want to know which blind star is going to come to your animal sector this next coming year, because you may be feeling the vibration already. I've seen it. We've felt it. I have seen our friends and some of our family, you know, already. They are, you know, we're all such forward motion type of people. If you're listening to Aloha Healers Network, thank you so much. You are one of these type of people, okay? And so you may be a little early, just giving you a heads up. So find out. You can look it up online, okay? So it's not a secret, and you don't need a reading to find out what that number is going to be. What you really want to know, though, is what you can actually, you know, get done with this, right? What that vibration is going to happily represent for you to work with in the best way, and you can choose, and that's what we love. And then it's not that it goes easy. It's just that you're not going down the wrong road, you know. And you're really on the vibration path, and that's part of the feng shui too. It's a lot of intention, and it's time for our feng shui fit tip of the day, and we're going to talk more about wisdom, since it's a wisdom day, and we love wisdom. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about us as complex beings. Wisdom is hidden in darkness. It is lit by the flame of the soul. Ooh, that's Thoth. That's the eighth book of Thoth. Wow. So we can find wisdom, and we can light that, and we can become the flame and the light. And this is your feng shui fit tip for today. And more wisdom of light and flame. Yes, we have Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. What book of Thoth was that from? The eighth book of Thoth? Okay. Well, thank you, Thoth. Miedo chunku woksape. I want to say hello to everyone. My name is Pathfinder, and here we are with the Aloha Healers Network, reaching out to support health and healing for all the peoples, and also supporting the health and healing of all the animal nations and all the plant and tree nations and all the soil and mineral nations and all the sacred nations. Life is more than human beings. Life is more than human beings understand. Life is a true masterpiece creation and birthing. What a beautiful, beautiful cosmos. So, send a heartfelt handshake out to all y'all out there and welcome you again to Aloha Healers Network. Today we're working with Transfiguration of the Mind. And this is the third step in our little mini Ascension series. We've already touched a little bit on the translation of the physical body into the physical body of light. And we worked a couple weeks ago with the resurrection of the heart. In other words, to heal our hearts up, because this is the center from which we mature to being able to unite and empower through our own soul. We find that the soul is the flame, the power of the flame of wisdom from within the darkness. And in the native way over here at Turtle Island, we call this darkness the mystery. We're not a light and dark bull. We are a great mystery people. In fact, in Lakota, when they talk about God, they say Wakantaka, which often really means the huge, the enormous, mysterious, and some translate this as creator, you know. But really, the great, mysterious, the unknown, the fabulous would be another way to say it. Now, when I was thinking about the transfiguration of the mind, there's some practical tools to help us get there. You know, there is the initiation school pathway, which particularly has to do with first cleansing the directions of the brain. In other words, oftentimes we don't realize that our physical brain is actually the combination of a whole bunch of different brains that then synergize with one another. And so there's talk about how the lower brain is different than the upper brain, how the frontal lobe thinks differently than the cerebellum, and how these different parts within our physical brain actually have their own way of thinking and how they generate feelings. And this is for us to remember that actually the brain is a house. And within this house lives our divine mind. And it is from our divine mind that all thoughts come forward. And our physical brain is the most beautiful instrument that the Creator has given us in order to interact with our world. And then we've learned that it's not just the brain within our skull, but our brain is throughout our entire body, especially certain important organs like the heart and the nervous system that's just in front of our spine, all up and down. They call them ganglions, but really they're nerve brain centers for that particular part of our body. And so we learn to bathe our brain in the violet light. We learn to ask for Christ, and we learn to ask for the sacred fires of the Kriya. We learn to ask for the sacred fires of the Reiki. We learn to ask for the sacred fires of the Mother Earth. We learn to ask for the sacred fires of the cosmos to bathe us in cosmic consciousness, in Earth consciousness, in Christ consciousness, in Buddhic consciousness, in the consciousness of life. And this metaphysical leaning meditation actually brings a bathing, a purification, a healing, and activating to our entire nervous system. And in terms of the transfiguration force, we ask for it to bathe our brain, to bathe our spine, to bathe all the neurons in our body, to bathe our ancient brain, which is often located towards the top of our spine, just below the rest of our more recent brain. In other words, the medulla oblongata, the pons and other areas that are very closely associated with the occipital lobe, that which is at the back of our head. We ask for our emotional body to be cleansed, our mental body to be cleansed, and then for integration of ourself through our spinal chakra system. That's just like a very fast overview of the process. Now, I'm offering to anybody out there that wants to, you can contact me at pathfinder1111@gmail.com, and you can enter into the deeper teachings of this ascension path. The basic truth of it is that it's based upon our own karma and dharma, and therefore, where we have attained, as far as we have attained, there is a latent seed waiting to awaken. And when we go through these ascension processes, that seed that's ready, the part that's ready, grows, blossoms, flowers, fruits, and bestows. So I want to talk about some of the practical things about the transfiguration of the mind. And this has to do with our own personal growth and our own perspective and perception and being able to balance, to create a synergy in our own environment, so that in holding a higher mind within us, we end up being a beacon of light. And when you have a great light, stand upon a hill. Don't cover that light. Be brave. Call upon your helpers. Call upon those angels or those grandmas and grandpas so that you can shine your light. So in talking about this, let's think about consciousness. There's some great libraries and supports to higher, healthier consciousness. And these are the Christ mind, the Buddha mind, Mother Earth's own mind, and the great cosmic mind of Creator. And so these are the four that we're going to work with today. Now, one of the first things that we have to do as a two-legged is we have to figure out what our own principles and the ethics, the pillars by which we stand. We have to search inside ourselves. And this is a feeling and a thinking process. So in other words, we walk our life with heart and mind combined. We walk in the present with our heart and our mind. This is very, very key. So let us think of the flower. Let us think of a little flowering plant. Let's say, all right, so out here in the desert, we've been blessed this year with vincas. Vincas are one of the few plants that can handle the high desert heat, and they flower constantly when you keep them, you know, inside and love them. And so to talk about the vinca, it has been said by the ancients that the most perfect incarnation of Christ consciousness is the flower nation. the plant nation, the tree nation. That's right. The plants and trees, they're more than miles ahead of us. They have achieved already. And so here we are up on the top of the hill thinking we're just so hot and so good. And the fruit from the apple tree is more in tune with God than we remember to be. And so let's think about what does that vinca think about? Well, as a seed, the vinca is thinking, I want to live. I want to contribute. I want to breathe, because they really can't breathe yet until they come up out of the ground. And then they shoot up. There was a channel, Jane Roberts, who brought through a being named Seth over in England not quite 100 years ago, maybe 50 years ago. And one of the things that he said, he helped us to understand what it is to be on the other side, you know, like when people pass, what it is to be on the other side and in the astral and the etheric and all these things. And one of the things he said is that the most aggressive power in the universe is the power of a seed exploding forth to become the plant and then the flower. The power that's in that seed when it first sends up that shoot has an extreme spiritual and physical power. And that is what most of us are too. So, shine light, pour water, give breath to the seeds of life that are within you. Protect them, guard them, and flower forth. Now, when that shoot first comes out of the ground, it is thinking a celebration of life, and in that very moment, it is already transforming the carbon dioxide into oxygen in order to provide help for the animal nations. And in that, I'm including the human nations. We are an animal nation. We're not so much better than them. We need to be humble people. We need to remember we are part of a great family, and we understand very little about our family. And it is such a great family that the discovery of the depth, the beauty, the power, and the truth of our cosmic family is gonna blow our minds. And so then we have this shoot putting forth the flower. And what is the gift of the flower? Beauty. Now this little plant is giving beauty to the world. And then other plants other than vinca, that's vinca's work, is to, you know, give oxygen and enthusiasm and then beauty to the world. And other plants give us fruit and food of themselves and of their children. They feed us. They become a part of us. And this is very important to understand in terms of consciousness, that when any being consumes another being, be they plant, animal, soil, air, thought, intimacy, that whenever we do that, the consciousness is eternal. It becomes a part of us. And so when we eat that watermelon becomes part of us, not just in a physical way. Okay, so start to think about these things. Okay, for time's sake, let us move forward. The Christ mind. Invite in Christ's mind. Allow it to bathe your brain, your spine, your tailbone. Allow the mind of Christ to bathe your entire nervous system that reaches throughout your entire body. Allow the mind of Christ, the sweet, loving light of wisdom, love, and peace, to bathe every cell of your body and to touch with brilliance the center of your cell, the nucleus of your cell, and activate the mind of Christ throughout your entire being. And the key here is, remember, he is the Prince of Peace, and the divine mind of Christ is the activated compassion of healing, truth, and inner strength. Likewise, open within yourself Buddha's mind, the Buddhic mind. Open the seed above your head to receive the flames of Divine Mother, that which is underneath everything and that which is over top of everything. Interpenetrating. We are here because she gives her body for us to live in. Receive the mind of Buddha, or the Buddhic mind, or they just call it the Bodhi. And in the stillness of tolerance and non-judgment, accept and love the universe. And through compassion, let your own suffering be dedicated to the liberation of all beings. That's right. Part of the Buddha mind is dedicating our own sense of suffering for the liberation of all beings. And in this way, allow the Divine Mother and the sacred Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to place a strength in your halo and the aura of your body and the center of your mind, so that you can sit in your own seat of authority and bring forth life in you. Let us remember the mind of Mother Earth. How does she think? How does she feel? When we're in unification with the thoughts of the Divine Mother, our body is entirely healthy. And so to regain health, remember the heartbeat of the Mother. Let us remember the great cosmic consciousness of Creator. For when we align our mind with the mind, thoughts, and great good feelings of Creator, then we are in truth. We are in reality. What is reality? Reality is whatever God is. Reality is whatever God believes. Reality is the truth that God holds. And when we align and become one with that truth, all of the blessings of the universe, of our great family, are here.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks again to all of you for tuning into Aloha Healers Network. We love being with you each and every week. We close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Ping te do, da ku te ki ka wan in ching te do, te han pi ku de chan u e do, ai.